praising the Lord.
Welcome to the New Pilgrim Missionary Baptist Church, where the Word of God will continuously go forth and the Spirit of God will freely move as the love of God is unconditionally shown. And now, Pastor Robert C. Lee.
Amen. Giving all praises to the Holy Father, which is in heaven, and to His darling Son, Jesus, who died out on Mount Calvary so that we all may have a right to the tree of life. And to that blessed Holy Spirit, which abides in us and comforts us and teaches us in all manners spiritually. Amen. The people of old would say that each day that I wake up is a blessed day, because I didn't have to wake up, but God blessed and spared us and woke each and every one of us up this morning. For that, I just want to give Him praise. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. For the scripture says that I will enter into His gates with thanksgiving in my heart, and I will enter into His courts with praise. Amen. So I just want to know out there in radio land, how many of you want to magnify the Lord with me? Amen. How many of you want to give God some glory this morning? Amen. How many of you know that it's only because of God? Hey, we can say glory. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God Almighty. Praise God Almighty. Praise God Almighty. Now, on the third Sunday in Jonesville, Louisiana, Moss Grove Baptist Church will be celebrating 171 years of existence. Let me say that again. In Jonesville, Louisiana, Moss Grove Baptist Church on Black River Road will be celebrating 171 years of existence. And truly, I believe that is a milestone when so many businesses fail in their first year. And New Pilgrim Missionary Baptist Church has been invited to be the guest church, and yours truly will be the guest speaker, bringing you words that we can live by. Amen. So let's give God some praise for that. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. Now, with that being said, you know, as we look at life and we look at what's all going on in this world of today, you know, we can truly say that it's too many senseless killings going on. Just the other day, a young man got stabbed on Monroe Street. You know, every time you look around, you find either somebody getting shot, somebody getting killed. And it's for no reason, really and truly. I can't find a really good reason enough to kill somebody. Amen. And it's a young man. Now, his life is ruined because he finna spend the rest of his life in jail. Well, I want to ask you a question today. And the question that I want to ask is, how can we have hope when everything around us looks hopeless? Amen. You know, we reflect back on how it used to be when I was growing up and I was a kid, how people fellowship, people networking, and people looked out for each other. Now people have become so reclusive and so seclusive till they don't really pay attention to what's going on in their surroundings, saying that they're going to be all right. But we need to have a voice. We need to come together collectively, you know, because right now, in the, as we look at the world of today, it looks hopeless. Amen. It don't look like nothing is going to get better. But I come to let you know that things can get better if you start putting yourself in the position. And the position that I'm talking about is lining your life up with the will of God and start being about God's business. And when you start being about God's business, then you'll realize your voice has a lot more credibility. Your voice has much more, how can I say, enunciation and your voice. Amen. See, Paul said in Romans 5:3-5, Paul says that we can rejoice in our suffering because we are a people of hope. Amen. Not only that, but we rejoice in our suffering, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit, who has been given to us. Do you hear what I'm saying now? Let me read that again. We rejoice in our suffering, knowing that suffering produces endurance, meaning that it's not about how fast we run this race, but it's how well we run this race. And when I say how well we run this race, I'm talking about how much are we being about God's business. Mm-hmm. You see, that when we're being about God's business, that should give us hope. Because the scripture, what it says in Matthew 6 and 33, it said, first seek ye the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things will be added unto you. And our endurance produce character. You see, then we realize who we are, and we start standing for that which is right, and we still realize that our voice, amen, when we come together, you know, when we gather by the banks of the river, what a time. You see, when we come together and we are all on the same accord, amen, and character is what produces hope, because I believe. So I ask you today, my brothers and sisters, what do you believe? When everything around you seems hopeless, when everything around you seems like, hey, it's about to be in shambles, when everything's around you is just falling apart, when everything around you is just looking bad, where is your hope? Where is your trust? Who are you leaning on? And who are you depending on? Well, my brothers and sisters, I come to encourage you today to rely on the presence of God. Amen? Because we do know that God is everywhere. Remember, there was an old song that old preacher used to love to sing, and it just simply said, walk with me, Lord. Amen? While I'm on this tedious journey. And then they had a line in it that says, hold my hand, Lord. Hey, you see, my brothers and sisters, God is with us. Yes, he is. But here's the key element right here. Are you with God? Mm-hmm. And God is with us, because the scripture in his word, he said he will never leave us, nor will he forsake us. But the question is, are you with him? When things are going good, you know, sometimes people have a tendency to turn their back on him. You see, in the 23rd Psalm, David writes that he does not fear because God is with him. He relies on God's presence, and it brings him strength and comfort. Remember that for there to be a shadow, there has to be light. Amen? And I don't know what valley of the shadows of death is yours, but I do know who the light is that is walking with you in the valley. Let me say that again, because I don't believe y'all caught that. You see, I don't know what you're going through. I don't know what problems or obstacles or pitfalls that you might be falling in. But I know that there is light. Amen? There is light at the end of the tunnel. And that light that I'm talking about is the light that God illuminates this world with. So I ask you again today, my brothers and sisters, where is, y'all don't hear me now, where is your hope? I come to encourage you today to rely upon God's presence. And then also I want to encourage you to rely on God's provision. Amen. In 2 Corinthians 12:7, Paul reveals that he has suffered from a thorn in the flesh. Amen. Meaning that we're going to have problems. If here it is, a devout man of God that went through the land setting up churches and establishing the protocol, he still had a problem. He still had problems. So it lets us know that we're going to have problems. But God was so concerned about Paul, and God allowed this to happen because God was so concerned that Paul would not become too conceited. You know, when you ever talk to a conceited person, they always saying that, look what I did. Look what I got. Look what I accomplished. It's always about I. But I come to realize today, my brothers and sisters, that everything that I have is because God has blessed me with. That's why I give him praise. Mm-hmm. Everything that I have become in life, the many different hats that I wear, is because God has blessed me with. Mm-hmm. Everything that I learn is because God has provided a way for me to learn what I have learned. That's why I give him praise, and that's why I give him glory. That's why I take nothing for granted. Amen? And then last but not least, I want to share with you to rely on God's power. I say rely. The first one, I encourage you when everything seems hopeless, is to rely upon God's presence. Amen? And then secondly, I encourage you to rely upon God's provision, because he will make a way. He will provide for you. He will open doors that were closed in your face. Remember, God is a prayer answering God. Amen. Now, the last but not least, I want to stress on this and say, rely on God's power. Let me say that again. Rely upon God's power. How many of you believe that God has all power? Not some power, not part of the power, but all power in his hand. Remember, when Jesus was on the boat and the storm was tossing and turning and the disciples feared for their life and they woke him up, Jesus said, you really don't realize, I'm paraphrasing now, Jesus let them know, you really don't realize who you have with you in the boat. Amen. And when Jesus stood up and he said, peace be still, the wind and the seas and everything calmed down. And then the disciples turned and looked at each other and say, what manner of man is this? Well, see, he was in a man form, but he is not a man. He is a God. Amen. So I come to encourage you today, my brothers and sisters, to rely upon God's power. Amen. So that's why, like Paul say, I will boast all the more gladly upon my weakness, because I realize I'm just a simple man. I realize that I can't do it on my own. I realize that I'm going to make mistakes along the way. I realize that I'm not perfect. I realize that I have pitfalls and downfalls. But in Jesus' name, I can overcome, because we shall have the victory. What is this?
Thank you for tuning in today to the New Pilgrim Missionary Baptist Church, where everybody is somebody. To correspond with this ministry, make checks or money orders payable to the New Pilgrim Missionary Baptist Church or NPMBC, 1623 McHenry Avenue, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71301. You may reach the church at 318-416-2130. Be sure to tune in next week for the New Pilgrim Missionary Baptist Church with Pastor Robert C. Lee.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
He will come in, and when he comes, soul. Just take it back a little bit. One, two, three, say. You might as well go on ahead and get your dance on. Jesus, be your fence.
Be a fence right now.
center.
Salvation.
Strong tower.
Strong tower. Protect.
Protection.
Protect.
Protection.
Protect.